I wonder if you can imagine what it was like to be a shepherd that night. Looking after the sheep was a very ordinary occupation, and not a very glamorous one at that. You were out in all weathers for days and nights at a time, keeping a lookout for wild animals, so you needed to be able to scare them off if they came sniffing round the sheep. The pay was poor, and shepherds were often pretty dirty and uncouth, a big contrast to the religious leaders of the day. Clearly, the experience of the shepherds that night was extraordinary. It must have started as a completely ordinary day before the shepherds settled down for the night. They were probably grumbling about this or that, just doing what they always did. And then, all of a sudden, the sky is filled with bright lights and the singing of angels. Hardly an ordinary night any longer. More significantly, however, these ordinary, uneducated, probably unwashed folk suddenly became the first witnesses to an event that was to change the world. They tell others. They become prophets. A bit like the person in our own day, maybe, who's been caught up with a disaster or newsworthy event. They're instant celebrities. With hindsight, I'm sure that the religious leaders might have thought it their role to spread the news of the coming of the Messiah. But no. The task is given to the most lowly in society. And this morning, just briefly, I want to focus on three contrasts that lie right at the heart of the Christmas story. And the first is that contrast between what is ordinary and what is extraordinary. The second contrast, is one that we see in the baby Jesus. It's a contrast that we see in every newborn child, the contrast between the incredible and unlimited potential and the vulnerability that are both before us in a tiny child. Anyone who's had a baby recently or been involved, perhaps as a grandparent, with a newborn will be aware of how much this little being represents hope for the future and new life. So little is fixed, so much may be possible. The potential seems endless. And in this particular baby, we are told that he is to be the Prince of Peace, the mighty counselor, the one who saves us, the very image of God. This particular child is not only at the beginning of his own new life, but comes to offer everyone around a new relationship with God. That's a pretty tall claim, but that's the message that we hear from the angels and the message that lies at the heart of our faith. Yet this baby is also, like all babies, very vulnerable. Vulnerability is an obvious aspect of every baby's experience, and this baby is no exception. His entry into the world was neither auspicious nor cushioned. He was born while his parents were away from home in a foreign country. No room at the inn meant a room in a cattle barn. These aspects of the story may sound cute from our perspective, 2,000 years later, but at the time, they were surely anything but. His vulnerability was very real. The baby Jesus was therefore vulnerable just as all babies are. But in so far as this baby was also God, that vulnerability is itself extraordinary. Because I don't know about you, but vulnerability isn't a word that most people use to describe God. We use big words like omnipotent which means all powerful. Yet here is a picture of God as totally vulnerable. And that vulnerability lies at the heart of what we celebrate today. For the Christian belief is that God is indeed vulnerable, dependent on us and our choices. The Christian belief is not belief in a God who comes with pomp and ceremony and overrules us, like some sort of superhero who comes at the 11th hour and kills all the baddies and sorts everything out. No, our belief is in a God who offers us the choice to accept him or not, to work with him for his kingdom or not. So that's the second contrast between hope and vulnerability. And the third one is the more obvious one that we hear in our gospel reading, between darkness and light. I think that's a contrast that especially is marked for us where Christmas is celebrated in midwinter. It's marked by the lights in our houses, our shops, which shine out from early evening. But of course, it refers to a deeper meaning, since light offers us the ability to see as well as guidance. So what do we make of those contrasts between the ordinary and the extraordinary, hope and potential and vulnerability, and between darkness and light? Well, the first two, I think, are contrasts that weave their way throughout both the Christmas story, our own Christian story, and our own lives. Because you and I, we are all both ordinary and extraordinary. Human beings full of weaknesses, frailty, but also people who have power to become the children of God. And I think we struggle with that contrast throughout our lives. We strive to become more and more like God's children with his help, to be the best selves we can be. And of course, what a child needs most of all to grow up true and well is the knowledge that they are unconditionally loved. If they have that, it guards them against so much. And that is what Jesus shows and tells us, that God loves us, his children, in that way, even though we often don't deserve it. So I think that contrast between our ordinariness and our extraordinariness is important. And so is hope and vulnerability, because God himself is both the one who brings firm hope, but at the same time dependent on us for our cooperation, our assent, just as the birth of Jesus was dependent on Mary's willingness to say yes and Joseph's support. We need, I think, to stick with those tensions, not just pack them away on Twelfth Night with the decorations. But of course, the really good news today lies in that contrast between darkness and light. For we are told that in the events we celebrate today, a light has come into the world, a tiny light at first, and that it is a light that cannot and will not be extinguished. And sometimes it seems as if dark times will overwhelm us, even that they will overwhelm our lovely world. But today we celebrate the belief that they will not, however incredible that may sometimes seem. The extraordinary is more powerful than what is mundane and ordinary. The hope and potential of God wins, not at the expense of vulnerability, but paradoxically because of it. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not and will not ever overcome it. Amen.